What is this year going to be like for you? Are you hoping for change? Are you looking for change? Are you even trusting God to change certain areas and things about your life? Well, many people are. They want improvements with their marriage, with their family relationships, with their kids. They want breakthroughs in the areas of finances and levels of health and overall well-being. They want a better job, increased pay, less debt. They want more peace. They want a better relationship with God. They want their life to get better. The question is, will it? Is this year going to be better than last year? Well, it depends. And not on what you might expect. It doesn't depend upon your boss if you want a better work experience. It does not depend upon your spouse if you want a better marriage. It doesn't depend upon your kids if you want to improve on how you're getting along with them. And it does not depend upon God if you want a better relationship with them. And this might shock some people, but it's true, and you'll see why as I explain this. So if you want this year to be better than last year, what does it depend upon? Well, it depends upon you. It depends upon you and the decisions you make in the areas of your life that you want change. For example, you can't change the fact that your boss might be difficult on you at work, but you can change your response, which will greatly improve your work environment. You can't change your spouse, but you can learn to better communicate with them, learn communication skills. You can make the decision to be thankful for everything that's wonderful about them instead of making the decision to focus in on everything that drives you up the wall about them. This little decision can greatly affect one's marriage. You can't depend upon your kids to improve your relationship with them if you don't increase the amount of quality time and energy you give them. And you can't depend upon God to improve your relationship with Him unless you're willing to live your life the way He asks. You see, what you choose daily influences your destiny. This is true for the temporal life, and this is true for our eternal life. God has already given you all the grace you need to grow in a relationship with Him. You've just got to respond. He's already done the hard part. You got the easy part. The hard part was conquering sin and death and making grace available through the death and resurrection of His Son. The easy part is cooperating with His grace. And now I know it doesn't feel easy, but it's a lot easier than what He's already done for us. You know, dying and rising and salvation history. You see, if God isn't part of your life now, He won't be a part of your life in the future unless you start making different decisions like praying, going to confession, and attending Mass. And if God isn't a part of our temporal life now, why would we expect Him to be part of our eternal life after? If we want this year to be better than last year, where should we start? Well, start with your relationship with God. Why? Because we're not even guaranteed tomorrow. And if we give God first place in our life, the other things more easily find their proper place as we work on them. Jesus said, "But strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." My prayer for you is that this year will be better than last year as you strive to seek first the kingdom of God. Hey guys, did you like this episode of Catholic Minute? If you did, I invite you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to Catholic Minute for free by going to my website, catholicspeaker.com. You'll also gain access to free stuff and other great offers. All of this dedicated to helping you become who God has created you to be. Number two, like and share this video. Number three, consider bringing me to speak at your next parish mission or faith event. I'd love to serve you. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Catholic Minute.